Daily I shall worship Thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee. Daily I shall worship Thee. Daily I shall worship Thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Daily I shall worship. Daily I shall worship Thee. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee. Daily I shall worship Thee. Daily I shall worship Thee. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you with thankfulness in our hearts, ready to bless and magnify your holy and your righteous and your great name. Thanking you for another day that you have made and another day that you've allowed for us to be able to see. Thank you, O Lord, for waking us up this morning in our right mind. For we woke up this morning with our minds stayed on you, with a desire to pray, to seek your face, to find you while you may yet be found. Early in the morning, we're here seeking you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, O God, for allowing us to be in our right minds. We thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for just to be well in my body. Though the weather has dropped tremendously, Lord, no one in the family is sick. I haven't heard any coughing going around in the house. We don't have any sickness in our bodies at this time, Lord, and for that we are grateful. We're not looking for any sickness, Lord, and so if there are any that tries to come our way, we would declare your word and say, by your stripes we are healed. And so we thank you for the healing this morning. We thank you for a healed body this morning. From the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, Lord, we plead the blood that the blood would wash us and cover us and cleanse us. You are a preventive God. You're not just a reactive God, but you have already put the answers that we need, the solutions that we need into play, Lord. So you are in the preventive measure of business, God. And we thank you, God, that you are a God that even if something does come upon us and it's according to your will, Lord, you can heal us. So your son came that we can declare by his stripes we are healed. So this morning, Lord, we rise to tell you thank you for allowing us to wake up, oh God, with a reasonable portion of health and strength on this morning. We bind sickness on every hand. We bind confusion in the mind on every hand. God, we bind everything that's unlike you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We speak life over our bodies. We speak life over our minds. We speak life over our thoughts. Thank you for waking us up this morning with us having you on our mind. For God, we woke up with a desire to pray and a desire to seek your face. Many of us have risen up early, God, and gotten out of the comforts of our beds. And before we even begin to prepare for our days, Lord, we're here seeking you in this early morning prayer. This early morning prayer is a sacrificial prayer, Lord, because, Lord, it's way above, it's way beyond before the schedule of the day. Lord, many times when we have our prayers at 7, many are already on their way to work, or many have already gotten themselves out of bed and are preparing themselves for the day. Lord, but when we rise early at 5:30, God, it's a greater sacrifice for us. And the greater the sacrifice, help us to understand, Lord, the greater the blessing, Lord. So the more that we're willing to surrender ourselves to you, the more that we're willing to give ourselves over to you, to cast all of our cares upon you and make you the primary focus of our lives, Lord, the more greater things you can do, or the greater, Lord, I would say even more greater things that you're able to do for us on our behalf. Oh, God, that which is worked for a harvest is appreciated most. It's something that I taught young kids, God, years ago. And, Lord, that still rings true today, that the more that we give for you and the more you do for us, the more we appreciate your sacrifice. Lord, because we can't really understand sacrifice until we comprehend the great sacrifice that Jesus paid on Calvary cross for the remission of our sins. We can't comprehend the trueness and the greatness of a sacrifice until we understand how great of a sacrifice it was for you to send your only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Lord, you made such a great sacrifice, greater than we could ever imagine or ever think of. And so, Lord, I don't know if I'm willing to allow my son to die for someone else, Lord. I don't know if I'm willing, Lord, to allow my daughter to die for someone else. But, Lord, you paid that price. You made that sacrifice. And, Lord, I'm grateful that you alone are God. So not only do I thank you for waking me up this morning in my right mind, but I thank you, oh God, for a reasonable portion of health and strength. And then, Lord, I want to thank you for the very air that I breathe this morning. I understand, Lord, that I'm nothing without you. I understand, Lord, that I can't do anything without you. Definitely can't breathe without you this morning. You are the very air that we breathe. You are the very substance of life for us. And God, that every time that we exhale and inhale, Lord, we're breathing in your glory, and we exhale in your glory, God, we're breathing in you, because you are that very substance of life, oh Lord, that allows us to continue on, that allows us to press on, that allows us to move on. God, you're the foundation of the world. I'm not worried about particles. I'm not worried about atoms, because, Lord, you are the maker of particles, and you are the maker of atoms. God, you are the maker of air, H2O. Lord, you are the one that allows air to be breathed in, H2O to be breathed in, and carbon, CO2, I believe, to be exhaled out so that the trees can get the nutrients that they need. What an awesome God we serve, that, Lord, you allow us to work together. You tell us in your word that all things work together for the good. Lord, the trees that are growing, oh, God, they grow so that they can produce oxygen for us. Oh, Lord, and then the oxygen that we take in, and then the carbon, the CO2, I believe, that we exhale out, Lord, is what blesses them and what allows them to grow. Thank you for being such a magnificent God. Thank you for being a God that put all things together. Thank you, oh, God, that you are the very substance of life for everything in this world. It's not just us as humans, as the air that we breathe, but you are the very source of life for our plants. You are the very source of life for the animals. Lord, you are the very source of life for everything that exists in this world. And so we magnify you today. We acknowledge, oh, God, this morning that we are nothing without you. And so we bless your name, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. We give you praise We magnify you and glorify you. We lift you up, oh Lord, and adore you, because there is absolutely none like you. And so, Lord, after we have thanked you for everything that you've done for, allowing us to wake up this morning in our right mind for a reasonable portion of health and strength, oh God, for the very air that we breathe, God, being the substance of our lives, Lord, we also want to thank you for being the shelter over our head. Thank you for the home that we're in, oh God, or our homes that we were able to rise up in this morning. I'm grateful, oh God, that I have a roof over my head. I don't take that for granted. Lord, I passed by a couple of homeless areas, Lord, yesterday on my way to pick up my car and leave work. And, Lord, we have those that are sleeping outside in these elements, Lord. They don't have a roof over their head. Lord, they don't even know where their next meal is coming from. Lord, I'm grateful that that could have been me, Lord. Help me to have compassion towards them. Help me, oh, God, to have pity towards them. Oh, God, be willing to sow the increase that you've given me, oh, God, to be a blessing to those that are least among us. Lord, you told us in your word that when we do unto the least of those, it's as if we are doing them unto you. So, Lord, when we bless them, we're not worried about whether they do something wrong with the finances or do something wrong or something else with those gifts that we've given. We're doing it as we're doing it unto you. And so, Lord, help us to be compassionate to those that are less fortunate than us. And then help us to be grateful for what you have given us. We complain here in the house about having so much chicken. Lady Yo cooks chicken all the time. But Lord, I'm grateful for the chicken that we can eat, because some don't know what they're going to eat the next day, the next moment. They don't know where their next meal, the next hot meal is coming from. They have to sit on the streets and beg or do other things to be able to get their next meal. But Lord, I'm able just to rise and go into the kitchen and eat some of the leftovers that she cooked last night. Lord, I'm able just to go into the kitchen and grab a basket of fruit or grab or make the items or put the items together to make a smoothie. Lord, I am blessed, and for that I am grateful. I may not have everything that I want to have, and I may not have all the things that I desire, but, Lord, I thank you for what I do have. So, Lord, I have a mindset that whatsoever state that I'm in, that I find myself to be content, because I understand that it's according to your will, that what I have, Lord, you bless me. I didn't do anything on my own. I can't say that I'm the one who bought this house on my own. I can't say I'm the one who got the job that I have, who I'm working the job. But, Lord, it was because you blessed me with the job. It's because you who blessed me with my car. It's because of you who blessed me with a great and awesome wife. God, it's you who blessed me with great and awesome children. Lord, it's you, God, that blessed me to be able to lead a great ministry. Lord, it's because of you who have been on my side day in and day out, God, over and over again, why I live today. And so I magnify you and I glorify you, and I'm grateful, God, that you have been so kind to me. Lord, you keep on blessing me over and over again. You keep on blessing me over and over again, Lord. And so I want to thank you, and I want to magnify you, and I want to glorify you. And I thank you, God, because you have been good to me. And if I just take time to think about how great you have been, Lord, I can't help but to continue to bless you and to magnify you and to glorify you, because, God, you've been so good to me. Lord, you've been so kind to me. Lord, you've been so awesome to me. And so I've really this morning just to tell you thank you, oh God, just to give you the glory and the honor, Lord. I've risen this morning, oh God, to offer unto you a sacrifice, Lord, sacrificing my time, oh God, sacrificing my desires, oh Lord, to honor you and to magnify you and to let you know that you mean the world to me. Here I am, I'm standing, I've risen early this morning, oh God, with a sacrifice of praise, oh God. I want to enter into your presence, Lord, and I want you to come into the midst of your people. So come to more and have your way even right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move upon us and move afresh on us, God, in the name of Jesus. And fill our cups this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, that we can be difference makers in this day. Lord, we desire for you to come to more and have your way in our hearts and have your way in our minds, Lord, and have your way in these bodies, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and help us to lay aside those sins and those weights that will cause us not to run the race that you have set before us, Lord. Oh, God, get us in shape right now, God. Shape for the mission. Shape for the project. Shape for the plans that you have for us, Lord. Get us in shape right now, oh, God, that we may hide your word in our heart, oh, God, that we might not sin against thee. Oh, God, get us in line right now, Lord, that your will be our will, God, and that your ways will be our ways, oh, God, and that your thoughts will be our thoughts, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We need you to come the more and have your way, Lord, because we have not done all that we can do, oh, God. We have not accomplished every task that you have set before us. That's why we're still here yet today. But, Lord, I thank you, oh, God, that you've given me another chance, Lord. I thank you that you woke me up, oh, God, to give me an opportunity to say yes to your will, oh, God, again, and to say yes to your way. So, Lord, I surrender to you right now, and daily I shall worship you, oh, God. Daily I shall magnify you and glorify you. Daily I shall seek your face, Lord, because you are everything that I need and more. I don't need anything else in this world. I don't need silver and gold, Lord, because those things are temporal and fade away. Lord, I don't need a million friends, Lord, because friends come and friends go. Lord, I want to say thank you, Lord, because you have been a friend in the time of trouble. Lord, you have been a friend, oh God, when all else has failed me and everyone else has left me. Lord, you've been a friend, oh Lord, that sticketh closer than a brother. And you've been so great and so mighty, Lord, that you gave your best that I might live and not die. So, Lord, I thank you for the sacrifice. I thank you for the blood that was shed. And I thank you for being a blessing to me over and over again. Lord, you woke me up this morning, and you started me on my way. And because you are starting me on my way, Lord, I know that victory is ahead for me today. I know that greater is ahead for me today, because I'm not walking on my own power, and I'm not walking in my own might, and I'm not walking in my own thoughts, Lord, or moving forward in my own thoughts. But Lord, this morning, I'm in your will. I'm seeking your faith. I'm surrendering to you. So come to more and have your way in us, Lord, this morning in the name of Jesus. Come to more and have your way as we celebrate the greatness of our God. God, make us over again this morning. Make us into the instruments that you desire for us to be. Some need to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to someone that may come their way today. Others may need to sing with glory, oh God, to make a melody unto you that will lead people into worship and lead people into adoration for you. The others, Lord, will have to stand guard and watch and help keep order. Whatever it is that it is our job to do, make us useful. God, use us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For you said in your word, oh God, Paul said, we are many members of one body. And not all members have the same office. So, Lord, there's a purpose and a plan for each one of us. Your word also reminds us that one planted, another watered, but you get to increase. Help us to fulfill your plans and your promises and the missions that you have for us today. Help us to do your will, not my will, God, but let thine will be done. So, Lord, that means I need you to help me put this flesh under subjection in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I need you to take out the bad attitudes. Lord, I need you to take out, God, the carnality. Lord, I need you to take out, oh, God, the spirit of frustration and the spirit of lust and the spirit of confusion and the spirit of foolishness. Lord, I need you to take out the spirit of disobedience and the spirit of pridefulness and the spirit of haughtiness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I need you to take out, Lord, and bring out, Lord, and rebuke, Lord, the spirit of fornication and the spirit of adultery, God, and the spirit of stealing, God, those things that are unlike you, Lord, that those things that should not be named amongst the body of believers. Shape us and mold us, Lord, this morning to be the vessels that you need for us to be, that we may be the lights that you need for us to be. Help us, Lord, because we're living in a dark and dying generation, that men have become lovers of themselves. And not only have men become lovers of themselves, but they're doing those things that are right in their own eyes. And not only that, there is a great compromise amongst the body of believers today. Lord, in the name of Jesus, there's a great compromise. We're willing to compromise holiness, oh God, for ideology. We're willing to compromise holiness, Lord, for the color of our skin. We're willing to compromise holiness and righteousness, Lord, just to be right. But Lord, you've called us out of darkness. And though we're living in a world of darkness, you've called for us to be light in a dark and dreary world. So that means we should stand for holiness, whether it's right according to this world or whether it's wrong. We should stand for holiness no matter what. So while we stand for holiness, help us to reflect holiness. Help us to reflect righteousness. Help us to exude that. And the only way that's possible is that you, Holy Spirit, will come no more and have your way in us. Fall afresh on us and shape us in the truth of the gospel, not according to the skin that's on our bodies, the color of our skin on our bodies, not according to what we have been trained ideology-wise, but just according to the word. Help us to be the vessels that we need to be according to your word, because your word is the only thing that's going to last today. Your word is the only thing that's going to save this generation. And Lord, help us to play our part. Help us to play our roles. Help us to be the lights that you need for us to be. Someone needs to know today that there is still hope in the mighty name of Jesus. Someone needs to know today that you are still that balm in Gilead. That someone needs to know that you're not here to condemn them, but that you're here to save them. Jesus came not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Save, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, save, save, and have mercy on those that have fallen away and backslidden, Lord. Have mercy upon the souls of the world, oh God, today. And give us an opportunity to share the good news with someone today that they may be plucked up out of the fire and brought into your marvelous light, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, today. We need your help. The church needs to stand, Lord, today. We need your help. The church needs to be the beacon of light. We need your help. It needs to shine you. Your glory needs to be in the house, and your glory needs to be in the vessels that fill the house. And when we're filled with you, Lord, we'll love compassionately. We'll love with forgiveness. They'll know us by how we love one another. Lord, we got so much confusion going on now. So much foolishness going on in the body of believers. I'm not just talking about the Church of God in Christ or the apostolics or the Baptists, Lord, and the other reformations, Lord, just them individually, but I'm talking about the Church of Christ as a collective whole. Lord, we have the evangelicals, Lord, going after the things. They're siding with people that are unholy and that are unrighteous, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, just because of their words that don't ring true, their words that ring hollow. It's not enough to say you're going to stand for the Bible and proclaim and recite the Bible, but what does your actions relay? Lord, what's within us, God, is what comes out of us. In the name of Jesus, so what we see, God, is what we put. What we put out is what people see. And we can't just put out things that are hypocritical. And the church at this state, Lord, in this land, we seem to be hypocritical. The body of believers, Lord, we are hypocritical because we agree with one thing and don't agree with something else. And, Lord, it's not straightforward according to your word. We're willing to compromise on some sin, but not willing to compromise on any other sin. But, Lord, take out the spirit of compromise completely in the name of Jesus. Let us not be weary, Lord, and decide that we're going to compromise the spirit of holiness. Homosexuality is a sin. So is fornication, Lord. So is adultery, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So is idolatry, Lord. And so is stealing, Lord. So is lying, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So is the spirit of foolishness, Lord. Sin is sin, Lord. And anything that's contrary to your word and contrary to what you want, Lord, is sin, Lord. So help us to declare that sin is sin today. We make big deals out of children, out of our young people having children out of wedlock. But Lord, it's okay for the preacher or the deacon or the missionary to fornicate and commit adultery, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We say it's okay if they believe that the church is right, Lord, but if they're molesting children and doing all types of things that should not be named amongst the believers, Lord, we can't side with that foolishness. So help us to be different. Help us to shine like light in a dark and dreary world. Help us to stand for holiness in every area in our homes, not being willing to compromise, but being willing to love. There's a difference, Lord. There's a difference. Help us to love unconditionally like you love us. When we fall short, you love us. But, Lord, when others fall short against, to us or far short against us, we turn our backs on them. We throw them away into the trash, Lord, and we throw them into a place that we try not to remember them anymore. But you don't do us like that. Help us to spread love. And love is what changes things. Help us to spread love because love overcomes a multitude of sins. Help us to love like you. And the love of God that waxes strong in us is going to be what strengthens us. It's going to be what empowers us. It's what's going to draw them in. Draw them in to find out who you are, to find out more about you and find out why we love you and we trust you so much. Make us over again, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. Tear us up, oh God, where we're take out those things that are unlike you. And, Lord, if it's painful as you take it out, Lord, because I want to be holy. Lord, if you put a mark on me, Lord, you're able to heal that mark. If you have put a wound in me, Lord, you're able to heal that wound. So, Lord, I want you to rip out everything that's unlike you, the spirit, oh God, of unforgiveness, oh God, the spirit of frustration, the spirit of anger, Lord. I want you to rip out all those things that are unlike you that causes us not to be presentable to those that need to know who you are. I don't want to be fake, but, Lord, I want to be real. And I want to be real to show the love of God with tactfulness, with holiness, with righteousness in all that I do. So touch us, Lord, today. Make us over again, Lord. Make us meet for your uses, Lord, today. Make us brand new. Make our walk new. Make our talk new. Make our discussions new. Make us new over again. In the name of Jesus, that we may reflect your image, reflect the image of holiness, reflect the image of righteousness, reflect the image of love, the love that you have for your people, and that the love that you have for all people. And the Lord, as I begin to close my prayer this morning, because we have our 31 days of prayer later on this morning at 7, Lord, I pray for my pastor, my leader, Lord, today. I pray that you would touch him and anoint him in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would refresh him or revive him, that you would give him long life, Lord, as he continues to travail and labor for you in many areas of this church. Lord, I pray that you would continue to undergird him and order his footsteps, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and allow me to be a vessel, to play a role, to undergird him and to pray for him and to encourage him and to minister to him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Bishop Ted Thomas and the St. Stephen's Church of God in Christ and the New Community Temple Church of God in Christ. Lord, I pray for those ministries. I pray for his family, Mother Thomas and his children, Lord, and all those that are under his purview. Lord, I pray for the pastors and the jurisdiction, Lord, all of the administrative assistants, all of the pastors, Lord, all of the superintendents and the assistant superintendents. Lord, I pray for them, Lord, this day in the name of Jesus. I pray for my brother in the Great Northern District, Lord, whose name I haven't called out in a little while, Lord, but I pray that you would bless Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Pastor Eddie B. Pruitt, Lord, and Pastor Floyd Hawkins. I pray for Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Andy Cork, Lord, Pastor Ray Satterfield and Pastor Wayne Cream. Lord, I pray for Pastor Lawrence Cliette, that you would touch his body, that you would heal that back ailment right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. and grant him a renewal, recovery, a healing, Lord, that he's never seen and no one has ever seen before. Do it for your glory. Whatever is ailing him in his back, Lord, you know what it is, and you're able to make us over again. So from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord, I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So, Lord, until you heal, Lord, continue to give him strength to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, Lord, to those sheep that you've given him charge over, Lord, and bless them to undergird him and bless them to pray for him, God, and to call out his name in prayer, Lord. In our 31 days of prayer, Lord, we ask that the people would pray for their pastors, oh, God, because the effectual and fervent prayer, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, it availeth much, Lord, it much prayer, God, yields much power and much many results. So we pray for my dear brother, Lord, this morning that you strengthen him and encourage him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I also call on the name of Pastor Lawrence Payette, that you bless him in his ministry. And then I want to thank you for those that partner with us here at Praise Center, those that you've given me charge over, Lord. And I thank you in advance for those that you are sending our way. I'm grateful, Lord, for Lady Olinda McCowan here, Sister Diamond Starr, Brother Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, and Aaron McCowan. I'm grateful for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, and, oh God, Missionary Myrna Howard, and Missionary Lasandra Miller. I'm grateful for Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham, and Sister Monique, God. I'm grateful for them. I'm grateful, Lord, for Brother Herbert Lee, Lord, and Sister Connie Coulter and Brother Eric Coulter and that family. I'm grateful for them, God, and I pray that you would touch them right now for those that have been away. For those that are MIA, Lord, you know who they are. Lord, I pray that you would prick their hearts right now in the mighty name of Jesus and give them no rest. Give them no rest as long as they find themselves outside of your will and out and disconnected from the body of Christ. Lord, send them in from the fields of sin in the mighty name of Jesus that they may get their lives together, oh God, according to your will. Let them know that they can't get them their lives together on their own, but they have to come and surrender to you. And the better place to do that, God, is when they're amongst like-minded believers who can encourage them, who can breathe into them, and who can strengthen them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you for those that you've given me charge over. And I pray that you would bless them and touch them, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I pray for my siblings. Father, I call on my name, the name of Freddie Posey and Dean McCallan. Father, I pray that you would touch them. My wife's siblings, Lord, Roy Guilford, Imelda Montez, Dre Guilford, Norman Guilford. Father, I pray for her father, Lord, Elder Guilford. Father, I pray that you bless them and keep them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that are connected to Praise Center through us. I pray that you would bless them. Allow us to be a blessing to them. Allow us to be an encouragement to them as you continue to break through for us. Lord, we don't want to just think about the immediate circle that we have, Lord, but God, open our minds to pray for those that are much further away than us. I pray for Larry Brown, those that intercede on behalf of the ministry and so in the ministry. Larry Brown and Lisa Law, Carl Christopher and Kenyatta Schamberg, I thank you for their prayers, and I thank you for their support, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you bless my brother Roland Wilson this morning, Lord, who had a prayer request, Lord, that you would work out on his behalf. I pray that you would work all things together for his good, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for clarity, Lord, understanding and wisdom for Carl Christopher, Lord, who has a prayer request in as well, that you would order his footsteps, Lord, and that his ways may be pleasing to you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Assistant District Missionary Mary Wilson, Lord. I still believe that the report shall be good, Lord. I haven't heard the news of the report, but, Lord, I pray that you will work all things together for her good and heal her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Melvin Towns, Lord. I pray for Miss Melissa Randolph, Lord, who asked for prayer back in St. Louis. I thank you for the opportunity to call on names and to understand that there is power in prayer. Now, Father, I pray that you bless us on this day, that you will lead, God, and direct us in everything that we say and everything that we do. Order our footsteps, God, and bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Have your way in us. Use us for your glory. And we'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor. And we will give you all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ that we pray this morning. Father, we say thank God, and we say amen and amen.